Section 3. External actions of prayer. Therefore, glorify God through prayer in your body and in your spirit, 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 20th verse, that men pray lifting up holy hands, 1 Timothy 2nd and 8th verses, 2nd chapter 8th verse. 1. The relationship between external and internal prayer. Is not internal prayer sufficient without external prayer? This question resembles the one which might be asked, is it sufficient for a man to have only a soul and no body? It is pointless to ask concerning this when God was well pleased to compose a man consisting of both soul and body. It is similarly pointless to ask whether only inner prayer is sufficient without external prayer. Having a soul and body, we should glorify God in our bodies and in our souls, for they are God's, just as it is natural for the lips to speak from an overabundance of the heart. Our Lord Jesus Christ was spiritual to the supreme degree, but he himself depicted his spiritual prayer both in words and in reverential movements of the body, sometimes, for example, by lifting up his eyes to heaven, and sometimes by bowing his knees and face to earth. See 1 Corinthians 6, chapter 2nd verse, Matthew 12, chapter 31st verse, John 17th chapter 1st verse, Luke 22nd chapter 41st verse, Matthew 26 chapter 39th, Catechism of Philadelphia. The body, which tired itself in prayers in the day of resurrection, will soar through the wind and will gaze upon its Lord without being put to shame, and will enter with him into the chamber of light, and there will be pleasing to angels and men who here likewise tire themselves with wakefulness and prayers. Saint Ephrem the Syrian. I heard from one elder, every prayer during which the body did not labor and the heart did not grieve is counted the same as the fruit of the womb which is not carried to term, because such a prayer contains no soul in itself. Saint Isaac the Syrian. If we happen to be alone during the time of prayer, at the appointed hour for prayer, then internally only in the soul will we acquire the appearance of one petitioning. If at that time there happened not to be near us those who serve praises, then externally and in the body we will acquire the position of prayer. For in those who are not yet perfected, the mind often attunes itself, forms itself in correspondence to the position of the body. St. John Climacus. A man looks at the face, but God looks at the heart. 1 Kings 16, chapter 7, verse. But in the man, the disposition of his heart most conforms to the configuration of his face, his external appearance. So, therefore, during prayer, provide the most reverential position for the body. Stand as one condemned, with your head bowed, not daring to gaze up to the heavens, with your hands lowered or folded behind you as if they were tied by ropes, just as usually criminals are tied when caught at the place of their crime. Let the sound of your voice be the pitiful sound of wailing, the groan of one who is smitten by a deadly weapon, or one wretched by the fierce illness. Bishop Ignatius. during correct labor of the soul, bodily purvik bears enormous significance also, being an expression of repentance and the humbling of bodily actions. Look upon my affliction, humility, Slavonic translation, and my pain, labor, Slavonic translation, and forgive all my sins, Psalm 25, 18th word. Holy David prayerfully calls out to God, combining in this pious portrait his bodily labor with profound repentance and profound humility of reasoning. One may pray standing, sitting, walking, resting, doing some work with the hands, both in solitude and with others. For it is in all places and in our occupations, both in eating and drinking, and in God-pleasing conversation, we may lift up our mind and heart to God, offering up to Him with humility and faith our needs, asking mercy from Him and saying, Lord, have mercy. Thus Moses, among a multitude of people which he led out of Egypt, upon seeing them in danger, cried out to the Lord God in mind and heart. And although nothing in the scriptures is said about this verbal prayer, yet God said to him, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Exodus 14th chapter, 15th verse. The pious king Ezekiel, lying on a bed, prayed, and God heard him. Jonah prayed in the belly of a whale and was heard by God. The three youths prayed in the fiery furnace and were saved. For God looks not upon the external features and positions in which the body is situated, but on the heart, humility, faith, and sees the desire of the heart. Therefore it is written, Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble, thou wilt prepare their heart, and thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. Psalm 10, 17th verse. St. Tikhon of Zadons. The following outward signs of prayer are noted in the Holy Scriptures. The bowing of the knees. 3 Kings 8, chapter 54th verse. The lifting up of the hands. Exodus 9, chapter 22nd verse. The lifting up of the eyes to heaven. John 11, chapter 41st verse. However, these signs are of no benefit without internal true sight of God and sincerity, for God looks at the heart and not on external and outward appearances, and listens not to the external but to the inner voice. Prayer, whatever you pray with the brethren or alone, strive to stand at prayer, not in order only to complete the usual rule, but to pray in feeling. St. Nevis of Sinai. Often we call prayer that which is not at all prayer. One went to church, stood there, gazed at the icons or at the people, at their faces and attire, and says, I prayed to God, or I stood at home in front of the icons, nodded my head, repeated the learned prayers without understanding or the heart's engagement, and say, I prayed to God, although in thoughts and heart he did not pray at all, but was elsewhere in other place, with other people and things, but not with God. St. John of Kronstadt.